So if somebody feels inspired to take it on their profession, but later find that one nature is different, what should one do? So the important point when we are practicing bhakti is that we should want to serve Krishna. Sometimes this whole conflict over whether I should be a brahmachari or I should be a grihastha, that becomes more important and consumes more energy than how I should serve Krishna, how I should practice bhakti. So if we keep our focus clear, I want to serve Krishna. Krishna will guide us how best we can serve him. Vedami buddhi yogam tam yena mamam yamiti. Krishna, and we can also learn about asanas we keep practicing bhakti. That's why generally these decisions are recommended not to be done mainstream. That we come to bhakti, it's not that maybe get introduced yesterday and think, now I have to dedicate my life today. No, let some time pass, observe asanas, learn about asanas, gradually learn how best we can serve Krishna. So, sometimes we may develop two positive conception of one ashram or two negative conception of the other ashram. In brahmachari life, yes, there are more facilities to serve Krishna. But the important point is that brahmachari life also has austerities. Grihastha life, there will be more distraction. But grihastha is also ashram. It's also a place where one can serve Krishna. So if we focus too much on the negativity or positivity, then when you experience the reality, the reality is something which we have to live with. So the important point is the shelter of Krishna is important. And where we can get shelter of Krishna, that will vary according to person. So if we are patient, generally speaking, if we keep practicing bhakti sometimes, we learn about ourselves most. So let me say discover yourself, you do the discover yourself course. So that you may do in 6 weeks or 6 days. But then to discover yourself sometimes takes 6 years. And I'm not talking about discovering yourself as a soul, I'm just talking about discovering yourself as the body and the mind. You know, to understand who, what my psychophysical nature is, that itself takes time. So we don't have to be hasty about this. And more important than the ashram is the ashraya. The ashraya is the person whose shelter we are taking. If we keep that focus on Krishna and try our best to take ashraya of Krishna, then he will guide us best over time about how we can serve. And it's not something which we have to spend too much mental energy on. So in one sense, indecision is a characteristic of tamoguna. Na chaitat vidma katarino gariyo yadva jayami yadvana ujayami yaniva hatvana jayami shavas te vasthita pramukhe dharata pashtra. 2.6. Arjuna says, I just don't know what I should. And at that point, we surrender. Skarpanya Dosha Mahita Sopha. Next one, 2.7. Ichamitam dharma sammoda cheta. I ask what you have done. So, when we suffer from indecision, intelligence, one definition of intelligence is to know what to do when you don't know what to do. Intelligence means to know what to do when you don't know what to do. It may seem paradoxical. And what it means is, there are big things which we may not know what to do, but there are small things which we know what to do. So one commonality that we always know is that I should serve Krishna. Now how exactly I serve Krishna, that can vary according to timely circumstances. So if you focus on the commonality of rendering service to Krishna, the specific forms of service to Krishna will be revealed. Prabhupada writes in a purport that a devotee may be perplexed, but a devotee is never discouraged. Perplexed means we don't know how to serve Krishna. Discouraged means we don't feel like serving Krishna. So a devotee can also be perplexed. So should I do this or should I do that? Prabhupada says when he went to America, he didn't know whether I should turn left or right. So there's some perplexity. Prabhupada also says that Ache kichi karyatabe ehi anumane nahe keno anibena ehi ugrasthane. So he's saying you must have purpose over Lord. Now we say that anuman praman is not reliable. Prabhupada is saying, hey Anuman, I am making this Anuman. You must be having some purpose for me to work over here. Otherwise, why did you bring me to this terrible place? So the point is that it's not that we should know everything about us before we can take one step forward in our life. We have whatever knowledge we have, with that we try to serve Krishna. And as we keep taking steps forward, we get to know about Krishna more and more. We are able to serve him more.
One definition of faith is that if we are climbing up a staircase, you know, we take one step up even if we don't see the full staircase. Light does not show the full staircase. It is one step up, I take that step up. I take that step up, I stay there, and I keep seeing now more and more light, and I keep moving onwards. That's faith. We can't expect that we should know everything about our nature before we take any decisions. Take the decision to serve Krishna to the best of one's capacity, and then the further steps, future steps will become clear as we move onwards. So if we focus on serving Krishna and not worrying too much about which ashram we are serving him in, then our focus will stay positive on service, and through that service purification and illumination will come, and we will learn how best we can serve Krishna later on and lifelong.